You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Village Board was concerned with cost overruns on construction to replace the village's burnt-down garage at a special meeting last week. New requests for the new Department of Works garage added $5,000 to the $357,000 project. Insurance money is paying to rebuild the structure. Quote, it's only a garage for two employees and four trucks, trustee Rich Phillips said at the meeting, adding that he had hoped the building could be completed for $357,000. He was the sole vote against approving the added costs. Quote, we are all reluctant, but we are so close, said Mayor Jim Dunham. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that Catskill and Kinderhook were among the local towns on Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's list of municipalities under fiscal stress. The list is based on 2015 figures that consider year-end balances, fixed costs, use of short-term debt, and cash on hand. The city of Albany is under, quote, significant fiscal stress, according to the report. Local towns under moderate fiscal stress include Poughkeepsie and Coymans. And towns, quote, susceptible to fiscal stress, end quote, include Catskill in Greene County, Kinderhook in Columbia County, Rochester in Ulster County, and East Fishkill in Dutchess County. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation September 26th that stops your cell phone company from charging you more for dying. Telecommunications companies and utility providers now can't charge a contract termination or early cancellation fee when a customer dies in the state. Quote, this was a heartless and inappropriate policy that is mostly borne by grieving New Yorkers grappling with the loss of a loved one, Cuomo said in a press release. Quote, ending these fees is the right thing to do, and we'll spare those in mourning from this annoying burden, end quote. Landlines, cell phone, television, internet, energy, and water service providers are all prohibited from adding fees to the dead under the bill. Joseph Spector reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that uncollected tolls increased 23% between 2013 and 2014 on the New York State Thruway, a $2.5 million loss of revenue for an agency struggling to not raise tolls and build a $3.9 billion new Tappan Zee Bridge north of New York City. The story, based on FOIA requests the Thruway Authority was slow to fill, shows that in the Mid-Hudson Valley, uncollected tolls rose in 2014 after 4 years of declines. Thruway Authority officials told the paper they have increased penalties for toll scofflaws in recent months, with the State Department of Motor Vehicles now able to suspend the registration of motorists who failed to pay five tolls, fees, and other charges over 18 months. Now tolls are switching to a cashless system without toll takers, and if drivers don't have EasyPass, they get a bill in the mail after a camera shot is taken of the license plate. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.